Though power now patterns its plans for the world on the panopticon, Bentham's dream of seeing it in reality was confounded by the backroom dealing and political scheming of his day. He blamed the king. He wrote, quote, "Never does the current of my thoughts alight upon the panopticon and its fate, but my heart sinks within me upon the panopticon in both its branches, the prisoner branch and the pauper branch, upon what they are now and what they ought to have been and would have been had any other king other than this same George III been in those days on the throne. According to the calculations which had then been with close attention made, the pecuniary value of a child at its birth, that value which at present is not merely equal zero, but equal to an oppressively large negative quantity, would under that system of maintenance and education which I had prepared for it, expense of conveyance to the distant site allowed for, had been a positive quantity to no inconsiderable amount." Unquote. One wonders to what vast sum of worth he calculated himself. And in that question, we can see the answer to this larger question. What is wealth? Until we're free, it's whatever those who make the rules want it to be. And until we remake the compass, we're stuck implementing what they tell us.